Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting from Musqueam Territory on the Point Grey campus at UBC. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hall. My name is Ben. This is our last show of the year, last show of the decade, and the last band we're going to have on air this decade. Live in studio with us right now. Very, very excited to have them here. They are called Spring Breaks.
Billy Joel is alive and well. Oh, 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 oh. little quick tunesy tunesies, and we'll get right back to it.
What's next? Oh, this
song's
about eating Arby's.
Eating Arby's? You ready?
You know how that can turn
Is
out.
Is everybody ready? Something a little Christmassy. Little jingle to it. Right? Grade 10.
Yeah, there's some people, but they're not all having on your reservation. Got some better, but never gonna do something in the future. You look so busy, feel so dumb, we'll be right back.
One, two, three, four. Look what you've done. Made a fool of everyone.
Track one!
I can't deny it. I've been there too. No pain, no pain, no pain.
Track two! Well,
I'm just a fan of trophy.
Wish you all good luck.
I thank you for the love. Go, go. Onto the play now, chewing your teeth. Crowd screams and give energy.
Happy.
Keep taking, taking. How much but you still want it more?
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm just a better trophy.
Wish you all good luck.
Well, I hang from the
rafters. Yeah, hey, yeah, let's go.
There's lots of gypsy and lots of shit. There's lots of gypsy and lots of shit. That's your enemy. Play the good games till you win.
Yeah,
always next season. No need to bow. Size of life is pretty chow.
Yeah, wow.
Well, I'm just a fan of trophy.
Wish you all good luck.
Can really feel the temperature rising in the room.
Good thing I wore a turtleneck. Good thing I wore my galoshes.
This is an ill-prepared band.
We're really set. We're dressed for the weather. Okay.
Hey, Curtis, you want to start this next one? You gotta tell self. Get you what left me.
I wanna whip up a baby.
Gimme, gimme.
Gimme, gimme, never
bing,
gets.
Bing, bong, bong, dong, dong.
The sound of tuning sounds like gold to me. It
oh
sounds
Christmas
like
tree.
Wonder and
oh
gold. Ready?
Little jazz.
One, two, three.
Possibility, be the one who changes
We got one more. Just a hot 30, 25 minutes. Oof.
Yeah, I gotta get to bed before Santa comes.
Sweaty.
Gotta get in bed now to get ready. Sweet baby Jesus.
Before there was Santa Claus, there was a man named Jesus.
Spring Breaks, everybody, live on CITR, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Do not go anywhere. I'll be back with the band after these fine messages.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal... What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Do you want voice
voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it? I can
voice
it.
Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
I
forgot. You dipshit. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Ta-ta. Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Accessibility.
Disability.
Mental health.
ADHD and ADD.
And many, many more topics we explore and cover.
But where?
On CITR's All Access Pass.
A unique and collectively run show on equity, inclusion, and creating awareness for people of all abilities in BC and around the world.
Catch us every other Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4.
If you want more info or want to get involved, please find us on Facebook or send us an email at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Bah, humbug. A modern adaptation of A Christmas Carol celebrates the downtown Eastside community in its 10th annual and final season. It's the perfect family holiday treat, filled with rock, blues, and Christmas carols. Plus, enjoy live music from a youth choir. Opens December 5th at SFU Woodwards, located at 149 West Hastings Street. For tickets and details, visit sfuwoodwards.ca.
Keen on learning bike mechanics, jazzing up or fixing your bike, even buying your first bike? Look no further than the Bike Kitchen, located in room 36 of the UBC Life Building. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's community bike shop, offering tune-ups, mechanic classes, and a vast selection of used bikes, as well as an all-around good vibe. Come by and experience it for yourself on Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn more at thebikekitchen.ca.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe. TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. CITR.ca is us on the internet. Live on Thunderbird, Radio Hell is the program. I am Ben. I am in studio now with the band Spring Breaks, who just played in the lounge of CITR. Or should we call it the special live? Well, it is, for all intent and purposes, the special live performance area of CITR. Welcome.
Hey.
Hello.
Thank you very much for coming in on a, I think today it's like a stormy, crazy Vancouver wind, rain, and fire kind of day. Before we go further, do you want to introduce yourself to people out there in Radio Land?
I'm Jordy. I play drums.
I'm Valerie. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Bianca. I play bass and sing backups.
I'm Curtis. I play lead guitar.
And you are...
What?
You had to think about it.
And you're the band Spring Breaks. For some of you, welcome back. From last time, I have to check, you played on the show back in like...
Years and years ago.
2020. Yeah, 2014 of...
Oh, wow.
What does it say here?
That's crazy. That was
2014
crazy.
Of July 24th.
Wow.
Yeah, this guy married into the band.
Yeah. The lead guitarist. Yeah.
When did you join the band, Curtis?
I believe it was about like almost 2 years ago now. Something like that.
And what was the... How did...
He was just lonely, his band. He stopped playing in the bins. The bins were done. And we're like, he looks so cold.
Did he just bring his guitar to practice, just sitting on the side?
He was hanging out anyway.
He was always coming to the jazz space.
Like three pieces are great, but they can be a little bit exhausting when you're singing most of the time and playing guitar. And I've never been much of a lead guitar player. I prefer just like rhythm and riffs and shit like that. So we need somebody...
Maybe we should rewind this. We saw this really amazing guitar player. We're like, we need him in our band. Yeah. Well, Bianca should marry him.
Well, the bins, like, they folded, and then I was really feeling like I wanted to keep playing music, and I was, I really liked Spring Breaks, and we had played a lot of shows with Spring Breaks, and that's how I met Bianca, my wife, and and I felt like I could add the right mixture to the band.
Right.
And we had talked about it for a while, like as a three-piece, like maybe we should get another guitarist. We're like, no. And then we just decided, yeah.
And we're weirdos. It's hard to add another person. And he just fit in.
Yeah. I'm not really a musician. I don't really play, and I have never been a band. Is it easy or hard to, like, add another member? Or is it just because... because you're still playing, you know, like it's not a straight here, you take my guitar.
Well, we're really used to each other because me and Jordy and Bianca played together in another band before this. So once you, and then we played in as a three piece for years, which it's like a kind of an intimate way of playing together. Right. When you're just the three of you, you kind of get to know each other's habits and ways of being in a really close way. So then adding somebody else is always a challenge, but it's, you know, if you just, it's as long as everybody like pays attention to each right. other and kind of gets the feel of what needs to be done. Then,
and it took the weight off Valerie because Valerie's playing
I'm yelling
guitar, lead, and singing most of the songs. And
it was very busy, so it was nice to be able to kind of pick and choose my spots on guitar a little bit more instead of having to be like, okay, if I'm not playing nothing, there's no sound happening. Right. So,
yeah.
And he's cute, and he dances.
Yeah, he's the only one that rocks out. At
yeah, we all sit still.
I like to put on a theatrical performance. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's got the occasional good one-liner.
Yeah, for people out there on radio, eventually at some point there's going to be some YouTube video of it. You have lights on your Christmas
Yeah, I
lights.
Decked my guitar out like a Christmas tree because we just played Russian Tim's Christmas Rager. That was a couple of weeks ago. And I wanted to
Christmas
do something
rage.
Christmassy for it. And I was like, okay, I don't think anyone else is going to turn their guitar into a Christmas tree. So I felt like it was pretty original.
Yeah, very nice.
Has kept it going.
Very nice. Did you find that the sound of the band changed a bit with four-piece, or is it pretty much still very...
It got bigger.
Yeah.
Like, as a three-piece, obviously, it's like we're three-piece. So adding another guitar, but Curtis adds leads and stuff, which... As a three-piece, poor Valerie can't do a lead and sing at the same time, so...
Well, I think
she can. She's got some leads.
I think when we were all a little younger and it was longer ago when we first started that we had a little more energy and, like, everything was a little faster and a little punkier. And then as we got older, too, we also started writing a little bit slower, kind of more, like, groovy rock and roll types riffs and songs a little bit more. So then you have a little bit more space for putting other things in instead of just being, like... The song is going really fast, and it's going to go that fast till the end, and then it's over. So there's more space for solos and other things too, from how we were when we first started.
Right. Does the band practice more now or less? Or does
less.
Because that's just all coming down to just be like, because the theme seems to be just be chill, more chill than.
We're pretty chill.
Right now we're couple rock. We're aiming for dad rock.
Yeah. I guess one of us will have to have a kid. Because we're both married couples.
Dad is a state of mind.
Which I think, yes.
We had a joint wedding, all four of us.
Like, in the jam space.
Like bands with like married couple is common, but not like two pairs.
No.
Yeah. I mean, is that even, I can't even...
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac.
We're doing the...
Yeah. were they married?
Nashville P-Word is also... Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't say the word.
Good sensor job.
Oh, really?
There.
I didn't. Okay.
Yeah, they're two married couples.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe it's everywhere. What do I know?
No. It's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
If we're being young and playing with like a bunch of dudes all the time.
Yeah.
Partying and having fun. But like we come in, we talk about what shows we've been watching on Netflix. We rehearse.
And then when we rehearse over, everyone just drive home, do grocery shopping, and then
talk about soup recipes.
Oh, do you really?
I'm talking about podcasts.
The cats.
Oh, yeah. We all have cats.
Oh yeah.
We all have cats.
Is it how many cats amongst
it's only
each one of us?
We've got two cats, and then they've got one cat. So, I mean, there's not one cat
don't
for
really
everybody,
know.
But yeah, there's.
Well, it's never too late to get, yeah.
You can't have too many cats.
Yeah.
That's not true. I don't think.
You should, and you don't bring your cats to practice, do you?
No, they would die.
That would be a nightmare.
We had a dog in once, and we were really worried.
It made it a couple songs in, and the owner decided that was
Canucks for the win.
Oh, no, we had that. That was at with the old band's practice. We had the deaf dog.
Oh, that was when
and he wasn't enjoying it too much either.
He's deaf.
Yeah. It's not from the, I hope it's not from too much loud music.
No, he was just deaf. He was just naturally deaf. But yeah, he was just, he thought the whole thing was kind of horrifying. But
it's probably a lot of like
animals
and
band practice don't really blend.
Not a good idea, folks.
Yeah. And it's very close to the holidays. What other plans for the lovely couples in this room?
We're going to cook a turkey. We're going to maybe have a double date and go see Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're just talking about that right now. So
we're
making plans on the radio.
I am also making plans. I was mentioning to you that we were... Yeah, we're trying to figure out which theater to watch, and we're basing it on a hockey.
Let's all go to Star Wars together.
yeah, come
everybody.
Everybody listening, come with us.
Yeah. I do like going to see movies, although I don't think I'm doing it this year, but I do like going to see movies on Christmas Day, because it's just like...
Nobody's there.
Actually, it's really busy now. It's like, I think the secret's out. I think when I first did it, when I was like a kid, like much younger, it was like kind of dead, but now it seems like, if anything...
And every year, Star Wars is like right near Christmas.
Yeah. Also, it's always but I'm going to go see Cats. So speaking of Cats,
yeah,
I think you'll be all right in the theater.
I am going to go see Cats because one of my friends loves musicals, and I think we're going to just get really drunk and go see Cats,
as one does when they go to Cats.
Yeah, I mean, I've only seen I've seen like some old VHS of like a tape performance from Broadway.
Yeah.
It's a terrible. It's not a good. I don't. I hope no one's really into Cats the music.
I'm very offended right now.
It's actually.
How dare you?
It's actually really. I mean, I thought it was really terrible.
I think it was campy on purpose.
Yeah.
What's the big hit?
I mean,
song
it's not his
one?
Best.
Right. But really? I don't quite understand. I mean, but I was trying to read the Wikipedia. It's like supposed to be all these class drugs.
Yeah, it's got that classic song. That's right.
Yeah.
What song is that?
The Midnight, All the Kitties Are Sleeping.
All the kitties.
I don't know. Just seeing the trailer for the new one, it looked like an abomination.
It looks kind of.
It looks like
creepy.
they used Cat in the Hat effects.
I think that they fixed it
then,
a little bit when they released the first thing, and everybody freaked out. They were like, "What have they done?" And then, what is this abomination?
It's like the second movie where like the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Yeah, they nailed that. The internet actually did something good for once.
Yeah,
because the first trailer was like, "No, go back and do it."
Why does he have human teeth?
His teeth. And his little legs.
This is not okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah. In case you're tuning in, this is not theater or whatever. This is not what's that show with Siskel and Ebert or whatever. It's not. But we're talking about movies right now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about movies.
This is pretty much band practice. It's just pop culture conversation.
Yeah. Well, do you have, just talking of your record, you have a record that came out.
Let's
go back to talking about music. That came out like... Earlier, well, like
I think
fall.
I can't remember it.
It
took us a while.
Spring?
Celebration of Excellence.
I think it's spring.
Right celebration spring. Of, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a trophy on the front of it.
Yeah, was it right after spring break or spring breaks?
Kind of.
Probably
was,
right around the same time.
Yeah.
We did not plan that.
Yes,
but
we did.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Sure, we did.
We would be called Spring Break if there wasn't a DJ. Called Spring Break.
That's not true.
Isn't it?
No.
I thought we looked it up and there was a DJ and we're like,
No.
I'm just going to sit over here.
Is there a DJ called Spring Break?
I think there's somebody that's also called Spring Breaks.
Okay.
No, he was Spring Break.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to call him. Anyways.
So the DJ that does, like, does he only play the Spring Break in Florida? You know that thing?
He just plays our songs.
Daytona.
Puts beats on
He does loops.
Let's talk a bit about the record. You played some songs from it.
Yeah, we recorded it over a couple of different sessions, but about a year apart. It took us to finish it with Felix Fung at Little Red Sounds. I think, did we do it all at the New Westminster spot? Oh, yeah, we did.
Sure did.
Yeah, when he moved there, right when he first moved there, and did it in a couple of different sessions, and... took us a while, but we finished it up.
Everything went smoothly.
Yes. No.
Smooth like butter.
Yeah. Trophies and stuff like that was all kind of inspired by the Grey Cup, I think.
No, it's because I saw a dude. We played on the island, and we were coming back on the ferry, and there was a guy that was just wearing a Grey Cup jacket. Oh. And we thought it was really funny. Like, he's just a fan of the trophy.
Right. Oh, so, okay. So
was, there was no teams. He was just like, I just can't wait for the trophy. And we thought that was so funny. So we wrote a song called Trophies, which kind of is about that, but not really. But we thought it was hilarious that this dude is just like, oh, I can't wait to see that cup.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a fan of a team, just of the trophy. Yeah.
I do see pictures of all of you holding like a little trophy.
Yeah, a little on the nose.
We're just a fan of trophies.
Have you ever bought it? Did you bring it to a show? Just give up?
Yeah, we did. Well, we made a trophy once for Not Your Buddy, and we gave it to him. I don't think he understood
finger?
What was going on. Yeah, it was a middle finger because that was his logo. That is his logo. And
I don't think we played with him again after that.
No, that was it. But
one time our friend Adam hoisted the trophy and jumped around on stage while we played trophies.
We assigned him to do
that. Adam Spence.
Yeah.
Was he listening?
Our videographer.
Yeah, he's official.
And for the record have songs with names like Phil Spector Escapes, Billy Joel.
Name dropping. Yeah.
And Kids.
It's actually
grade
our
10. It's
third
like
a, Phil Spector song, isn't it?
No, that's true. We do have two other songs. We have one other song about Phil Spector, and we figured we have to write one more for a trilogy about Phil Spector.
Escaping from jail.
Well, the first one was about Phil and Ronnie. So.
What was the other one?
No, we didn't write it yet.
Oh.
We need one more for the trilogy.
Call in.
Perfect. And did you actually have a song about Arby's? Because I would be.
No, it's called Rabies, but Arby's. Yeah, it's about having rabies, but I kind of just you make jokes over words
thing,
over
you know,
so
going to
so
Arby's.
Yeah, that
yeah.
You could get rabies from Arby's.
Yeah, there's really no more Arby's in there's like one in Tawasin or something.
Really.
Damn.
It all shut
or
down.
Or maybe Abbotsford or something?
Yeah, it's like, I think there's something else. Yeah, like super far, but like it used
You'd
to be.
You'd have to ask Scotty P about that.
I played for Arby's when I was like 11.
What do you mean?
Baseball.
Oh,
that
okay.
That was my team, Arby's. I was like, they would take us to Arby's.
I thought you brought your drums.
No. I played baseball for the Arby's team. Oh. And we would go. That would be our big end of the year thing. And all of us would just be there.
Do you all wear like cowboy hats instead of baseball hats? Or
nobody did have the cowboy hat, though.
Yeah.
Then you just get a bunch of kids with diarrhea.
But like, who do you play? Do you play against Tim Hortons or something? Or it's
no. Why were we Wendy's? Arby's? I don't even know why we were Arby's. Yeah. Arby's was just like, these kids.
Yeah.
I don't know why we were.
Well, Arby's. I guess like it's a thing. Like, yeah, isn't it like a Tim Hortons hockey thing? It's
Timbits.
Like, Timbits, yeah. I feel like that's a thing, yeah, I guess.
Less diarrhea.
Yeah.
More diarrhea.
Is there the, I don't know, like, but what, it's just like beef. I don't know how
Yes, it's like beef, but then there's that cheese.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
I think their motto is, we bring the meats. Yeah. That doesn't sound appealing. And they have like horsey sauce.
Yeah, horsey sauce.
Which is horsey sauce. Yeah.
Why name it that?
Yeah. My favorite is always the Uncle Burger. That's the one that makes me laugh the most. Just sounds predatory.
Yeah, from fast food now to from movie to fast food.
Do you notice we keep going away from music?
Yeah, we're here with Spring Breaks live on CITR. If you're just tuning in now, you missed a fantastic set from the band, which started at around 9 o'clock, and you can listen to this show and all previous shows on Thunderbird Radio on CITR's website, CITR.ca. Click on, there's a button for podcasts, or do a search for Radio Hell, do a search for Spring Breaks. Sometime late tonight, tomorrow, the podcast should show up. What's the plan for the band next year? Is that to the next decade? Yeah, speaking of
for
which.
For the next decade, we got to write some new songs, which we've had some that we've been working on. We have a couple new ones, but...
We actually played a brand new song.
Yeah, we played Magazines that Curtis was one of the first to actually bring some new riffs and some stuff other than usually me and Jordy just always wrote so much stuff. So it was nice to have somebody else contributing contribute. Well, you've not. Hey, I'm not.
Sure. Yeah, you're there.
He's written songs.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm wording it poorly, but yeah. So we got to do some writing and like actually, it just seems like we always are being like, okay, time to get ready for this, time to get ready for that. So we need to actually do.
Did you notice that we were talking about movies and Arby's a lot?
maybe you get. Well, you're just trying to do.
You gotta focus.
This, well, I mean, those could be themes for the songs.
The whole Arby's album.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to Arby's and Cats the movie.
It's a great combination, actually.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do with your Christmas day, Ben.
if I could only, if there's no, I guess I have to go to the States just to be, you know, crossing the border. Why are you going down the Arby's?
They question you. What are you going down for?
Cavity search.
Yeah, I know. Immediately, it's like that can't be real. That guy's obviously lying.
Please step outside, sir.
That's not anybody's Christmas day.
It's just you being handcuffed. I just wanted Arby's.
It's a very sad.
And with cats.
It's just a weird, sad Christmas.
I just wanted to go to Red Lobster.
That's another thing that's on your menu.
I know, that's big. Yeah, every year I would go to Red Lobster.
Like down in the...
We're from Ontario.
Oh, right.
Majority of Ontario. From Ontario. And Red Lobster.
I went last time I was back.
Yeah.
I came out here. I'm like... supposed to be fancy here.
Which is weird, because, they have them in Winnipeg,
too. We tried going to the Keg, and it wasn't the same.
Yeah.
Or even a Swiss Chalet.
Yeah.
There is Swiss Chalet, yeah.
That's my jam.
Yeah. Well, like, when I'm from Winnipeg, and there's always, like, a Red Lobster, and then there's, like, an Olive Garden down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great brand. Here?
There's an Olive Garden. Yeah. There's an Olive Garden like in Langley or something.
It's always just a punchline. I know
there's one on the island. It's a good reason to go there.
Advertising for the big movies. For Olive Garden.
Star Wars, Olive Garden, cat ownership.
He's like,
marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit of a waste, but it's worth it.
Yeah,
We play music too.
Yeah. Well, they have... Yeah, anyways, we're not going to have all the...
No, keep going. The breadsticks? You get free
bread?
Yeah,
you can get it all.
That's
you can
not a good sign when they load you up in bread right to begin with.
No, they give you now this thing, like a tablet, that you can like order food and stuff on it. But it's like nasty because kids, like it just... When you see it like shimmer...
Do
with,
one
like,
test
a hand
of that
grease
tablet.
On
how
it.
Much feet is
yeah. Yeah.
Like it seems exciting for a while, but it's just like a thing that just, show you the new like mojito order that they're selling. And then I guess if you want it, you can click on it. And then they come by, but they come by anyways. Like I don't know, it's good. It's interesting, but I think you can pay on that. So when you're paying, I think that the wait staff just kind of point at that thing. Oh, you just pay from that thing.
That's right. You don't have to do the check.
Yeah, but then they kind of stand in the air. Yeah, I don't
know.
Shouldn't
snap at the wait.
It's all right. It's audio.
Yeah.
Theater of the mind. You have to.
Yeah. So like when the band get together and go do things. Do you consider like a band? What's the word? A building exercise, or is it just more like hanging out? Like, how does it feel to be?
Well, we're friends.
Yeah, friends and being a band. Like, do you talk about band stuff
we
much at all?
We never talk about band stuff. Curtis is good about that. Yeah. If we had our way, we would never talk about it.
Friends and
Curtis is the one that's like, maybe we should have a T-shirt, guys. Maybe we should be on Spotify.
So yeah, we are actually gonna be on Spotify. Oh, nice. I'm working with them. But, like, it's really annoying, and I don't understand how it works.
You have to, like, pay for something.
I know, I did. I paid. Yeah. And super weird. Still haven't seen anything. Like, they gave me some other thing that was like, oh, yeah, now you have to pay, subscriptionally.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we had to change the name Billy Joel to
they
BJ.
They wouldn't allow that, yeah.
BJ.
Oh.
So
it's
BJ now on there.
Oh, because they worry that when people search, that shows up.
They're like,
up.
Yeah, you can't have, like, a recognizable artist name or whatever.
Because that was our song about Billy Joel having a meltdown.
Yeah, the first song.
Which is a true story.
He has lots of meltdowns, but...
YouTube it.
He's a,
yeah.
Yeah, there's one of him having a meltdown at a show
Russia.
In Russia that we kind of base some of the stuff and have a clip of him screaming at the security about...
Smashing his piano, never missing a beat. He's like, turn the lights down! Never misses a beat. Smashes everything.
Let me do my show, for Christ's sakes. That's his line. That's pretty great.
I wonder if it's a thing where, because, most people, a lot of people can just talk to the phone or whatever, play so-and-so on the phone. I wonder if they're like scam. You know how people, the scammers that's been getting them on Spotify, they just like put on songs and get these machines to keep playing over and over again?
Yeah.
So I wonder
to
if
like
just
rack up the
yeah. What if just put out album, just call it like, you know, like Taylor Swift or something or Madonna. So when someone say play Taylor Swift, maybe it'll just end up like one. You know, even if it hits like one out of every.
I think
10
you just
times.
Named our next album. Siri.
Yeah, Siri, play Taylor Swift.
We'll just
play Spring Breaks.
We'll just imagine it produced Taylor Swift done by Phil Spector at his most insane.
Yeah. You should, yeah, all these things that people would like just accidentally say, or like Taylor Swift's first album, or that song by U2 about from that movie or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it does actually want you to like list a few famous artists or whatever that you sound like, so we could just pick like Billy Joel, Taylor Swift,
Drake,
Led Zeppelin.
What did you actually pick?
The Beatles.
That's always a tough question.
Filled that part out yet?
That's
a hard one.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions, Ben?
Phone in.
Phone in.
I thought we did say Billy Joel, Taylor Swift, and.
Yeah,
we kind of sound like them.
Yeah. Joel, Taylor Swift, who else?
And Mr. Mistopheles. What's
Lil
he called?
Yachty.
Josh Groban.
Yeah, I don't even know who the biggest art. I mean, I don't know. I wonder. There must be a thing that says what the biggest. Do you all have your song or album record of the decade? I haven't even thought about
dear.
It.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Like, do you listen to newer stuff much?
No.
Yeah. I'll get like super into one album of artists, and then I won't like the rest of their stuff. But
who's
I'll be really
the one
into
that we
the
got
one
on vinyl that we love so much?
I don't know.
Wine Lips.
Like
we liked Wine Lips. We played with them.
Oh yeah, Wine Lips were good.
And you bought their
that's
album.
That's a Canadian.
No, he's sitting on the album with his guitar.
Oh, that Kurt Vile album.
Kurt
Vile's really great artist from. Past decade, I don't know if he
played
more than that.
Check Your Head was a good album.
Yeah.
mostly I'll listen to things from like up to the 60s, and then Barry occasionally adds something new. I did like the one Father John Misty album, Fear Fun. That was one of my favorites from the past decade, probably.
All right.
Art Spire's new album's pretty cool. Like they need help.
Yeah.
You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Spring Breaks live on CITR. We're going to maybe switch over to a I didn't even load this up yet. We'll play a little game. We are not – actually, well, you can play Would You Rather, and Jordy can come up with all the last notes.
Oh, yeah.
Live.
The horrible reverse
I can
versions.
Do the Would You Rather.
No, it's okay. Since we're just going to do a super classic since – Let's see. Wait, this is it. We're going to do a very classic game because it works. That goes on for a while. So there are a couple. There is a new game that I haven't totally thought of that we haven't started playing yet, but Family Feud. You know how Family Feud work?
I do.
And, we can split into two teams. How do you like the
team? Look at it.
So the two families are going
couple
to the two
couples.
Couple. The two
couple.
Yeah, couple.
Death.
Ultimate showdown.
Yeah.
Band breaks up.
It says feud in the title.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was thinking of the Newlyweds. That might be too on the nose. So Family Feud, how it works is I have the game, I don't know, this deck that I bought is they ask 100 people a question, surveyed 100 people, and they come up with their answer. And you're supposed to guess the top answers from these 100 people in the survey. I have, I need the face-off, so... Let me see if this works. Oh. Okay. Good.
Oh, it's a buzzer?
There's a buzzer. Let me turn off this.
Oh, I
don't know. Let's reset this.
Oh, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
You two go.
So, So basically the first face-off is just I ask a question and two people compete to come up with the you have to buzz in and then come up with an answer. It'll be hopefully it'll be obvious once once we get to
the
it.
The answer is always making yeah, whoopee.
Just assume.
Making whoopee?
Making whoopee.
Yeah. It's true.
What is making whoopee?
That's for Jeopardy.
That's my game show knowledge.
All right. So we asked, or somebody, we asked 100 people this question. The top 7 answers are on the board.
Wow.
Name an animal that can jump higher than you can. Oh.
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo. Number one answer.
Oh! Did it, dude! And then it goes over to yours. I did it, dude.
Also a really good boxer.
Yeah, do you, yeah.
I thought it was more of like a standing long jump situation. I didn't know.
Well, it uses its tail
high.
And then it can kick you.
They go up.
Back.
Do you want to play it? Do you want to let the other team play? So you have like, you have three chances, you have 3 strikes, and you have to guess the rest of the answers. So there's 6 more answers on the board. Name an animal that can jump higher than you can.
Does insect include?
No.
Is that including insects or just animals?
They aren't animals.
Flea.
But you can.
No, let him go.
If you converted a flea to human, it would be like
to the moon.
Yeah. Is that your final? Is that your final?
Rabbit.
So you.
You can watch Family Feud.
Yeah, you can discuss amongst yourself, and then you have to come with an answer. But I'm gonna test the buzzer because I forgot which buzzer is which. Okay, that's that.
Drew
Barrymore.
Okay.
Drew Carey.
So are we playing?
They can choose. So you can play or you can pass and let the other team play.
Play?
What? Yeah.
Play. Okay. Name some animals.
Oh, so more team, animals that can jump higher than me?
Yeah, so team B, I don't know what you're going to call the team B.
It's Sophos.
Impala?
The Sobols. I've never watched Family Feud.
We're going to nail it.
I think that's what we learned about tonight.
I got like 9.
Is that on there?
What is it?
It's like a gazelle.
No, yeah. No, this is bullshit.
Jumps super high.
I know, but I'm trying to think. I need to talk to my judges. I'm just like, how close to?
No, it has to be to the letter.
I think it's
not just like fellow ungulates.
I know. Yeah. All right. Do we see him, Paula? Wait.
Oh.
Oh, 1 strike. You still have 2 more strikes.
Yeah, you have to guess 2 more.
Yeah, these are people that were asked an animal that jump higher than you can. They're like no rules, so might not even be correct. It could be. I mean, if people think animals are insects, it's America.
Yeah, I was gonna say it first. You gotta know that this is
a dingo.
No, all Australian animals.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Do we see dingo?
It ain't my baby.
No dingoes. Name an animal that jump higher than you can. There is still 6 more answers on the board.
You got 2 strikes.
A cheetah?
All right. Do we see cheetah?
Oh! So,
number 3 with 12 people, cheetah. Hmm? So of 100 people, 40 people said kangaroo. The number 2 answer is still on the board. 13 people said cheetah, and then the 4, 5, 6, 7 answers are still unclaimed. So you got 1 strike left. Next.
Cat.
What type of cat? speaking
of cat.
Hey, kitten.
Do we see cat?
Oh,
so we get 2 cat answers.
Okay. Cat.
Yeah, number 2, cat. 20 people said cat can jump higher than
you
can.
Cat?
How high?
It can jump up a fence. That's pretty high.
I guess that's right.
I think any animal, if you compared it to a human, can jump higher than a human, probably.
Well, not an elephant.
Yeah, they're not built for
jumping.
All
right, jumping. You still got 4 more answers on the board.
Yeah, you gotta run the board.
Yeah.
Rabbit?
Dope. Do you wanna go with?
Rabbit. Let's just get this. All
right. Here we see rabbit. No, no rabbit.
Where
sorry.
I was gonna say.
So, team Jordy L.
Jorval.
Jorval.
That sounds like a Star Trek film.
Do you for the steel, you have to come up with name an animal that jump higher than you can.
A lion.
Is that okay?
Is that dumb?
All cats.
Well, do you want? Is that what we're going
seems
with?
Seems like they like cats.
Do you want? Is that what you're going with?
Sure. Why not? Yeah. Why not?
Do we see Lion?
I'm out of here. This game sucks.
You said you knew Family Feud.
I do, but I don't know these idiots.
The other answer is number 4, deer, antelope with 5.
That would have made sense.
I'm
going to write to them.
I was going to do that, except there's like some really close. I don't know. Like, because number 5, they have tiger. Number 6 is a horse. Number 7 is a leopard. So there's a lot of cat things.
A lot of cat things.
So I
the most agile muscular.
I picked the one cat that doesn't.
Well.
Let's do one more time.
Yeah, that's fun.
Now that you all know how this goes.
Grasshopper.
Oh, jeez. We got the buzzer.
Curtis, you ready? You and I.
All right.
You guys should just take
making
it.
Whoopee.
We already had lots of time.
Boobs.
You don't want to play anymore?
All right, this is festive. It made sense. Name something that might really annoy Santa when he comes to your house. Oh.
No cookies.
Do we see no cookies? Yeah, it is number 1 answer, no cookies.
Oh, who plays the feud?
Do you want to play or
how many questions? Oh. How many are that
good,
there?
Good
100.
7.
That's too many.
28. 28.
We're going to play. Ben.
Yeah, let's do it.
I got another.
No one ever passes. Has everyone ever passed on the? Maybe they do.
Sometimes if they don't have faith in their team.
Okay, name something that might really annoy Santa when he comes to your house. 28 people said no cookie, and Milk also said that. So you still got like 70-something people left. What do you say?
No chimney.
Oh, no chimney.
Do we see no chimney? Number 2 answer, 17
number
people.
Number 2.
No chimney.
Yeah, now we got to come up with
I got another one.
Where does Santa come in through if there's no chimney? How does that work?
Yeah, I don't think I ever had a chimney. Like my parents never explained that.
Like the air.
It gets all greased up.
The dryer duct.
It comes through your bathroom
just
window.
Just the drain?
You know the small bathroom window by the toilet?
Yeah.
He gets.
Do you?
That's it slides right under your door.
Do you have like a cat door?
That's why the kids have to go to bed, because it gets all greased up and slides through. Slides through the pipes.
I got another one.
The top 2 answer is, you got the top 2 answers. Can you keep it going?
I got another one. The kids are awake, Ben. The kids are awake.
Do we see the kids are awake?
What?
Oh. Santa loved the, I don't know, the kids, yeah. Nope, sorry. That's
no Christmas tree?
Sure, I'm running out. I don't know. Well, if you say it out loud, then you have to say it, because then you're just giving it to these jerks.
Oh, yeah. No Christmas tree.
Do we see? Slash. I forgot which button now is which, so the sound might not apply.
There's a menorah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas, no tree decorations. 18 people said it. This is out of order, too. That would have been number 2 answer. I don't know. The math doesn't add up here. Yeah, so no cookie and milk, no chimney, no tree decorations is. So there's four more left.
I got another one.
Ben,
I'm going to go with no stockings hung by the chimney with care.
I think.
Just no stockings.
No stockings. Nope. I was trying to think.
I got the next one.
You got one left.
This is our last shot.
No, one. Yeah, this is the last try.
The children were bad. They don't deserve any presents.
He wouldn't.
Do we see bad children?
They're on his naughty list.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Okay.
For the steal, team.
So bad.
I got one.
So you want to discuss? You can.
There's no carrots for the reindeer.
What? I never heard
this. This is somebody who's.
There's no Arby's for the.
Come on. You've got to give something to the reindeer.
That's true.
That was always a thing. I remember, you know, I was worried about the reindeer's well being.
Is this the answer we're going with? No carrot for the reindeer. No, sorry. I didn't.
What could the other 4 be?
So, the. Fire in a fireplace, 14 people said.
Santa doesn't want to burn to death. Especially when he's all naked and greased up.
He's got a point.
12 people sent a mean dog.
Oh, mean what? Dog. These people have wild imaginations. Yeah.
7 people said messy house and dust. Doesn't like dust.
Get it's out very of my specific. House,
very specifically said
that
dust.
Is very picky Santa.
My house is dusty.
How many people?
7. And then the 3 people said dirty chimney.
So, people are obsessed with cleanliness.
These people are fools.
Isn't and that's how
OCD
we play.
Like
that's the future. Did
that episode of It's Always Sunny.
Show us a chimney that's not dirty.
The questions yeah. at the mall.
I think Al Borland was the host.
Steve Harvey, right? Yeah. Making whoopee.
Yeah, there's I cut out all the. Yeah, usually how the TV show works is like it's a lot of like innuendo questions.
Yeah.
And Steve always gives that look to the camera like, yeah. You crazy.
Yeah, no one said Santa's really annoyed when the parents are no making whoopee in the chimney.
I should have said that.
In the chimney, yeah.
Yeah. Santa's they're making just... whoopee in the chimney. He doesn't
there's
want
a,
to come
on
down.
Top of the
orgy going on.
Making whoopee on top of the milk and cookie. Oh.
Wow.
That's how you play Family Feud with Spring Breaks. Thank you for indulging me in the fun game.
Thanks
of,
for having us.
Thanks so much for coming in. Let people know how they can get a hold of you. There's a Bandcamp and a Facebook.
Bandcamp, yeah. Instagram.
What's
Facebook.
The, do you know the, remember?
I think it's Spring Breaks 1 on Bandcamp. Or is it Spring Breaks Band
yep.
1? Spring Breaks 1. And then Spring Breaks on Facebook.
And Instagram, is that Spring Breaks Band?
Awesome.
DM us your answers and your recommendations for Arby's that you can find.
Yeah.
And we're soon to be on Spotify. Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't know when that is, but...
It's a project.
2020.
It's
yeah. Look for the song BJ.
Yeah, that'll, that's the hit.
BJ.
Don't Google that, though.
Yeah.
Go to Spotify.
What? No, you don't want to Google Spring Breaks
put
BJ?
Arby's slash BJ and Google that, see what happens.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Oh my God, these people are making whoopee.
thank you so much. And this is it for this show for this decade. So see you next year.
Thank you,
man.
See
you next
year.
See
you later, 2019.
I'll. Any New Year's resolution? Or do you even do any of that stuff?
More Arby's.
Yeah.
I'll aim to see in 2020 vision. That's the focus.
Yeah. More lasagna, yeah. Less Mondays.
Yeah, right. Or like I think the 2020. Although the same joke is like people were like 1024 by 768, the resolution of your monitor. Anyways.
Fibonacci sequence.
I'm
just going to age gracefully.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Watch more cats, yes.
Yep. Brilliant. More kittens.
Like the movie.
Yeah.
Like
or learn to jump higher than cat.
Oh,
than a cat.
That's a good
learn
one.
Learn to get Impala
ingested
into the Family Feud
improve
app.
Improve my standing long jump.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Spring Breaks.
Thank you, Ben.
Bye.
Thank you, Ben. Yeah. Old or New Testament?